This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Y. Daylang Pariyat. We now take a look at the headlines. On the 8th day of Navratri, devotees celebrate the divine and graceful form of Goddess Durga, known as Mahagauri. On the occasion of Mahashtami of Durga Puja, Kumari Puja was held alongside the Ashtami rituals at Dhaleshwar Ramakrishna Mission in Tripura. Minister for Education P.D. Sona announces that the Arunachal Pradesh Private Educational Institutions Regulatory Commission recommends the closure of Northeast Homeopathic Medical College and Hospital at Vivek Vihar, Itanagar. A major drug haul made by Assam Rifles during a vehicle check in Mohanpur in Tripura. And now the news and details. On the 8th day of Navratri, devotees celebrated the divine and graceful form of Goddess Durga, known as Mahagauri. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah extended their greetings to citizens living in India and abroad on the occasion of Durga Puja yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the Durga Puja Pandal at Kalibari in CR Park in the national capital and participated in Durga Puja celebrations. On the auspicious occasion of Mahashtami, the Prime Minister performed aarti and offered his obeisance to the goddess Durga. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan extended his greetings to everyone on the occasion of Durga Puja. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that this festival symbolizes the victory of good over evil. On the occasion of Mahashtami of Durga Puja, Kumari Puja was held alongside the Ashtami rituals at Dhaleshwar Ramakrishna Mission in Tripura. A large number of devotees gathered to witness the ceremony. Speaking about the significance of Kumari Puja, Swami Antaryananda Maharaj, secretary of the mission, said that the tradition has been continuing since the Puranic era and carries a deep historical background. A young girl, a Kumari, is free from worldly desires or cravings. And according to the scriptures, God resides within everyone, and therefore the pure heart of a Kumari is worshipped as the embodiment of divinity, he explained. He further emphasized that in today's time, the message of Kumari Puja is to view women as seekers of spiritual realization and wisdom, not as objects of desire. Minister for Education P.D. Sona on Tuesday announced that the Arunachal Pradesh Private Educational Institutions Regulatory Commission has recommended the progressive closure of the Northeast Homeopathic Medical College and Hospital at Vivek Vihar, Itanagar to safeguard student interests and to protect academic standards. Sharing the news in a social media post, Sona informed that the decision was taken after thorough inspections and repeated observations of statutory non-compliance. The education minister emphasized that as custodians of education, it is the duty of the government to take difficult but necessary decisions when institutions fail to meet regulatory norms. A major drug haul was made by Assam Rifles during a vehicle check in Mohanpur in Tripura. An official of the force informed that on Monday, while conducting a search of a truck coming from Khwai towards Mohanpur, 60 kilograms and 77 grams of narcotics were recovered. These were identified as Yaba tablets. The seized consignment is valued at around rupees 60 crores in the international market. The official further stated that the Assam Rifles has been making continuous efforts to keep the Northeast free from narcotics, especially during the Durga Puja festival. The seizure of drugs worth rupees 60 crores marks a significant success in this drive. Smugglers had attempted to bring the contraband into the state during the Puja festivities, but due to the alertness of the Assam Rifles intelligence wing, their plans were foiled, the official added. In Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Commissioner of Tawang Namgyal Angmo held an interactive session on Tuesday with officer trainees of the 100th Foundation Course from the Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration, Mussoorie. A total of 46 officer trainees representing various All India and Central Services are currently in Tawang and Jamaithang as part of their internship program in border villages under the Vibrant Villages Initiative. As part of their field exposure, the officer trainees will be visiting Jamaithang and other key locations, including the international border, where they will interact with administrative officials and local villagers. The visit aims to provide them with a ground-level understanding of border administration and community engagement. The coordination of the officer trainees program is being facilitated by the 55th and 4th battalions of the Indo-Tibetan Border Police. Meghalaya government is set to unlock the vast potential of its tourism sector with a massive investment in developing tourism infrastructure across the state. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, speaking at the Meghalaya Calling program on World Tourism Day on Monday, said that 210 tourism projects worth ₹3,625 crores are already in progress, while the centre has sanctioned another ₹260 crores under the PMDEVINE for development of tourism infrastructures in Sora and adjoining areas. To meet the growing demand for accommodation, Sangma launched the Chief Minister's Meghalaya Homestay Mission, which aims to create 3,000 new homestays in 3 years. The scheme offers a 70% subsidy, fully funded by the state government. These homestays will host athletes during the National Games of 2027 and will later serve tourists, the Chief Minister said, adding also that Meghalaya will need nearly 19,000 rooms by 2028 compared to just 9,000 available today. The Governor of Meghalaya yesterday announced a financial relief package for the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma also said that rupees 50 crores will be released, comprising of rupees 24 to 25 crore from the council's share of taxes and rupees 25 crores as advance support. The amount to be deposited in a special escrow account will exclusively cover salary payments, ensuring regular disbursal from November 1st. The GHADC has also agreed to appoint an IAS officer as Principal Secretary, with the Deputy Commissioner as ex officio Principal Secretary. Of the 1,200 to 1,300 employees, nearly 800 have already consented to the package. The Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Pema Khandu, on Tuesday inaugurated the 3-day Craft Connect Arunachal 2025 Handloom and Handicraft Expo, along with the newly built Smart City Artisan Cum Exhibition Centre at VKV Chimpu, Itanagar. In a social media post, Khandu said that the vibrant space with open trade fairgrounds, indoor games arena, prefabricated halls and dedicated zones for artisans and self-help groups will give a major boost to the state's vocal for local spirit. In the meantime, he invited everyone to visit and encourage the state's local artisans as they display unique and authentic products that reflect the spirit of Arunachal. The initiative is spearheaded by the Itanagar Smart City Development Corporation Limited in collaboration with key government departments and aims to showcase and promote the rich handloom and handicraft traditions of Arunachal Pradesh. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday reiterated the state government's firm opposition to uranium mining in Meghalaya, reacting to an office memorandum of the Union Environment Ministry proposing to scrap public hearings for uranium projects. He said the move has triggered serious concerns. The Chief Minister assured that the state will thoroughly study the notification and, if required, raise the issue with the centre at multiple levels. Emphasising that both the government and people remain united against uranium mining, Sangma pledged to protect citizens' interests, asserting it is the government's duty to challenge any law that endangers public well-being. In Manipur, security forces arrested at least 5 cadres of different militant groups yesterday. One active cadre belonging to the proscribed Revolutionary People's Front and the People's Liberation Army and 2 cadres of the proscribed outfit United People's Party of Kanglepak were arrested from Imphal East District, while one cadre of Kanglepak Communist Party City Mete faction and one cadre of the National Revolutionary Front of Manipur were arrested from Imphal West District, police said. Meanwhile, security forces recovered arms and ammunition, including one pistol, bulletproof plates, bulletproof covers and other incriminating items from Imphal East District yesterday. The Meghalaya Cabinet yesterday approved key decisions, including the release of advance payments from royalties to the Garo Hills Autonomous District Council to clear 12 months of pending staff salaries. An IAS officer will be appointed as Principal Secretary to oversee disbursements, while an escrow account will ensure transparency. The Cabinet also resolved a decades-old land dispute at Satsop and Sora Civil Subdivision by approving a division of land of 128 acres handed to Ilaka Satsopen and the remainder retained by the state. The resolution, recommended by a committee chaired by Deputy Chief Minister President Tinsong, will be formalized through a stakeholder agreement. The Meghalaya Cabinet yesterday approved the Meghalaya Directorate and District Driver Service Rules 2025, creating a uniform framework for managing drivers across all directorates and district offices. Earlier, the lack of service rules had caused inconsistencies in pay, promotions and working conditions. The new rules aim to ensure fairness and clarity in service management, and the Cabinet also cleared the standard operating procedure for the state guest house at Taraghar Shillong to streamline its functioning and approve the official holiday list for 2026, providing clarity on state-declared holidays for the upcoming year. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Avani Shillong. Have a nice day.
Thank you.